Back pain and stiffness made mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
Uh-oh, the last cookie.
You can get a new box of cookies in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Are you my guilty self-conscious?
No, I'm the voice offering you promo code EXPRESS for free delivery on your first order.
Hey, who ate my cookies?
You mean, these cookies?
Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Promotion valid for first express delivery order. $50 minimum subject to availability. Restrictions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Owen Sheehan is with me from Off the Ball. So Owen, the big news this afternoon, confirmation, the Pittsburgh Steelers are coming to Croke Park.
Yeah, later on this year, at some point in the regular season, we'll have exact fixture confirmation of that when the full NFL schedule comes out in the springtime, but confirmed the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to play a game in Ireland. Now, this is going to be of no surprise to people because it's been in the offing for quite some time. The Steelers have done big watch parties in Croke Park in the last couple of years, and they've been trying to build a bit of a fan base here. Obviously, from an NFL perspective, this is nothing new. They've been in London for years. They've gone to South America, Central America. They're going to Australia in 2026. This is a massive globalization project from Roger Goodell and the NFL as a whole. So, yeah, the Steelers coming to Ireland. We've seen how big the College Football Classic has been in Ireland. This is going to be on an entirely other level.
Who are they playing?
We don't know yet. We don't know yet. There's been some speculation as to some of the teams, but we don't know for sure. Once the schedule gets announced in the spring, we'll have a greater idea. I don't suspect it's going to be one of their massive rivalries that they tend to have in the NFL. Not to say that the fixture won't be brilliant or anything like that, but they tend, for example, if you look through like some of the potentials in their own division, the Steelers are in a division with the Ravens, the Bengals and the Browns. So they would be their strong rivalries that they would play every year in the AFC North. It would be surprising at this stage for Dublin to get a game of that magnitude and one of those rivalries to be sparked over here. But yeah, the franchises that have been mentioned are pretty high profile, and we just have to wait and see, unfortunately. I wish I knew.
And when they come here, like when the college football games have been held over the last 2 years, I think it's the biggest movement of US citizens in kind of in peacetime, is what people said. So it's huge, but that's because you get all the families and all the kind of alumni and all of this in the States flying here. I would assume with this, it's going to be a bit of that, but probably more a European audience, is it?
That's very true. And what you get at the Wembley games and the Tottenham Hotspur games are people going along in their NFL jerseys, even if they don't support the two teams that are playing that day.
Okay.
It's just NFL fans.
So just right. European, Irish and European NFL fans, and some Americans probably descending on Croke Park.
Correct. That's definitely how I would see it, whereas the collegiate games have definitely been more of a movement of people from that locality. Like the Florida State fans really took over Ballsbridge earlier, or last year, I should say. So it's not as local, obviously, the NFL. It's a far more global thing, and there will be greater interest, a greater hunt for tickets amongst general NFL fans in the UK and Europe.
So the Super Bowl then this weekend, let's stick with the NFL. So Kansas City Chiefs are going for a three-peat.
Yeah, three in a row, never been done in the Super Bowl
I couldn't
era.
Believe it. I heard that the other day, that they were the first team going for it. And I thought, surely like one of the great kind of franchises of the past, the Patriots at one point in the not too distant past would have done it, but no.
Yeah, it's remarkable that it hasn't. I guess it's probably testament to the draft system that they have in American sports, that it's very hard to go three in a row. Like even if you look at other sports, like Michael Jordan's Bulls are one of the famous examples that come to mind. And they're famous because it's a hard thing to do in American sports when you have the best young players going to a team that's not yours. Now, what's been fascinating is that Kansas City Chiefs have managed to come back this season, not necessarily look any better, but just have this muscle memory of winning games. They've won more tight games than ever before, it seems, this season. If it's going to be a one-score game going down the home stretch in the fourth quarter, you would probably have a lot of faith in Kansas City getting the job done. Philadelphia Eagles have been brilliant all season. They got to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They lost to Kansas City in that Super Bowl. Their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, was amazing that night 2 years ago, so it wasn't his fault they lost. They just needed a bit more power in terms of the running game. So they signed a guy this year called Saquon Barkley from the New York Giants, who has been a revelation. He's come close to record-breaking numbers running the ball this season. So you're going to keep an eye on one of the players for the Eagles this weekend. It's Saquon Barkley. Okay. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes for the Chiefs is their quarterback.
And that's kind of Sunday night into Monday morning, Irish time. Here at home then, it's hurling. There's no football this weekend.
There is only a couple of games, refixed games from 2 weeks ago after Stormy Owen.
Okay.
So you've got Kerry Donegal, for example, in Division 1 in the football this weekend.
All right. Hurling, though, there's a couple of great games. Tip are in Limerick, are
yes.
they? Yes. Tip are in Limerick. Tip are looking good this year, I have to say.
Do they always look good at the start of the league, though? It's not a Liam Cahill thing where he kind of goes hammer and tongs early in the league.
Yeah, quite possibly. I just thought, well, they had a few good forwards kind of have emerged to maybe take the pressure off Jason Ford's shoulders a little bit. But yeah, it is early in the year. Limerick, the Limerick Cork game was interesting. Like John Kiley really did not want to lose to Cork again for like a third time in however many months it was. Like, he was really exercised on the sideline. I was kind of more interested in that than I was on the pitch. Yeah, it's all very interesting. It's hard to know where all the, like, it's been, sorry, the structure's great.
It's improved the hurling league no end. Yeah,
there's just an element of jeopardy all of a sudden that wasn't there before.
Completely. And you'd wonder why this hasn't always been the case. There's just massive FOMO if you're not in League 1A, basically.
And even Kilkenny Wexford now, like, that match has real importance in Wexford Park. And Wexford will fancy themselves to beat Kilkenny. Kilkenny lose that and suddenly they'll think, ugh, you know, we kind of thought we might have 6 points now. We only have two.
Yeah.
And vice versa. If Wexford lose that, they're staring down the barrel of relegation.
And like, nobody's pretending that winning a National League is going to be the thing that defines your season, but not getting relegated is almost an achievement in itself, just given the strong collection of counties that are actually in their 7 top class counties in Division 1A. So that's the objective. I suspect that if Tipperary win this weekend and they're on 6 points, they're not going to get relegated. They might take the foot off the... Liam Cahill's team is probably not going to take the foot off the gas.
But you don't want to get to a league final though either. You want the sweet spot.
That's what I mean. So if you get the 6 points, stop playing hard.
There's no league semi-finals this year either. So you'll get a 5 or 6 week run into championship of training if you can not get relegated and not make the league final.
Just bow out nice and early. Although
they should just give a trophy to the person who just misses out in the league final.
It. Third place is exactly
the real achievement.
Third place is first place in the hurling league. Like I said, it's worth keeping an eye on as well on what happens in 1B. Like, I don't know, it's just a personal gripe of mine. I find the phrase 1B a touch patronising, like it's Division 2. Like, it is de facto Division 2. But at the same time, you do have Division 1 standard teams in there, and seeing the likes of Waterford get beaten by Carlow last weekend was remarkable. And you'll know well what Carlow did in the Championship last year, managing to get that draw against Kilkenny. So those little storylines coming through in the hurling league, whether it's Offaly or Carlow in Division 1B, I agree with you. It gives a fresh kick to a hurling league that's been struggling for momentum the last
years. Yeah, and you would have expected, again, with my kind of hurling hat on, that all the talk would have been football. And listen, the football is... I don't know if in my life if I've ever watched an Irish football from Ballybuffet in February. But, you know, I did last weekend. It was kind of remarkable. But it's great. And listen, there's a lot we could talk about there, and I'm sure we will, so we might park that this week. But it's just great that there's that bit of jeopardy in the hurling, and it adds the interest. Listen, before you go briefly, we saw kind of Donald Trump inserting himself into kind of the world of golf during the week. He's going to the Super Bowl actually as well this weekend, by way of trying to kind of find some sort of solution to the rift that's emerged. LIV is going to be on telly, though, one way or the other.
Yeah, LIV's going to be on ITV in the UK, which is massive, really. So they've agreed a deal with obviously ITV, which is free to air, for 41 rounds from 41 tournaments to be televised. So it's not exactly wall-to-wall coverage, but still, it's golf on free-to-air television in the UK, which we haven't had since the BBC tapped out on golf a number of years ago, and obviously didn't deem it to be a commercially viable thing for them. So this is in one way great for LIV, but also like a massive moment if you're at the European Tour, the PGA Tour, or anybody who runs any of the majors, thinking to yourself, Jesus, this is an amazing thing from a LIV perspective that this is actually about to happen, because it's been stuck away behind a paywall and not very visible for a number of years.
The viewing figures for LIV in the UK will be like multiples of what they are for a European Tour event on Sky.
100, and a PGA Tour event, you'd have to say as well. The majors would be the only thing on Sky that would maybe go toe-to-toe with it. Now, just, not to get into the weeds of it, but it has said it'll be broadcast on ITV1 and ITV4. So like it could be hidden away on their fourth channel on ITV after a period of time.
Yeah.
But still, free to air. It's remarkable. And it's been a pretty good week, you'd have to say, for LIV Golf. Like you mentioned, Trump, he was meeting with Jay Monahan and Adam Scott this week. They're looking for help, basically, in negotiating with the Saudi Public Investment Fund. And Donald Trump might call in a favour or two with his Saudi buddies to ensure that they grease the wheels for this... What would you call it? The annulment of a divorce, maybe, in the golfing world?
The remarriage?
The remarriage. That's a way more succinct way of putting
exactly.
it. Yeah,
exactly. The remarriage. Owen, listen, thanks a million for all of that. Off the Ball with you, 7 o'clock this evening, as always.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Back pain and stiffness made mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.